Here we go. Yo, can you say something?
Yes, I can. Is it okay?
We're recording, yeah.
Perfect.
What's next?
What's next? We are in Shanghai.
We are.
Bit of a difference from Australia. We're here for the next mission.
Second race. You are a Formula One driver of 2026. You had your first race. How was it?
Well, talk me. I didn't finish the race.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it was great. You know, it was as good or even better than I thought. You know, I was really trying to take it all in. You know, the whole process, especially on Sunday, getting ready, national anthem, all this.
You passed me multiple times. I waved at you, but you were so...
I was in the zone.
Yeah, and you were smiling too. Like,
was
yeah. You were on that scooter.
Yeah.
And I could see you, like you were enjoying, like at least talk to me if it was like that. You looked like you were enjoying going to the national anthem and that craziness of the paddock.
Absolutely.
Or starting grid or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing, yeah, I enjoyed a lot and very, very happy. But hopefully better result this weekend.
We had a espresso at one point on Monday, and some fan came up and said, "Oh, that was not good yesterday." what would you say to that fan? I mean, it's a bit rough too. Like, first of all, probably if you are a fan approaching you, you would say like, not good, but still I'm rooting for you. And this guy, he was just disappointed, right?
Yeah, I think he was disappointed. He was like, yesterday wasn't that great, wasn't it? it wasn't.
No, shit.
No, it really wasn't. And then he said, "I was hoping you would do better."
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, thank you very much.
But thank you for the support. But it will get better.
How can we like this one? You probably finish, right?
I hope so.
Is that the goal?
Well, it must be the goal initially. Like, we finished with one car, with Checo, which is good. That's like step one. And but we also now see that we really need performance. Like, we need to make the car faster and everything. Yeah. But these are the first steps. And you had a pretty good weekend, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of...
It feels like you're the lucky, lucky omen.
It's
when you are there, the team wins, right?
There's a lot of people who said, like, I was... So first of all, I was there back in the days when there were a lot of wins. So,
almost to the point that it became to feel normal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was making the same joke over and over because people at Mercedes were really, really happy. And I was looking around and saying like, why is everybody so happy? This was normal like that before, sort of, which was obviously a joke. I'm aware that they are so happy because the last years haven't been like that, but I have not been around the last year, so
that's really cool to see, right?
Yeah,
it's like, yeah,
totally, they were absolutely stoked. And I mean, I am somebody who's incredibly lucky. I mean, obviously I started my career with musicians, the rapper Materia. You met him, like, started with him super small. He became huge. Bands became huge. The soccer team won the World Cup, and I was their photographer the 20 years before and the 20 years after. So far, they didn't win again the soccer World Cup, which is football in British, like, pure luck. And I was there for one game, right? Like, I was their photographer for the final. Then Nico, he hired me out of some sort of a joke. Because he was at a German TV show and his manager talked to the host and they said, "Well, we kind of need somebody to take videos and photos." And the manager was like, the host was like, "And you also want to win, right? Like, just call Paul and then you're going to win, because if Paul is with you, you're becoming world champion."
Yeah.
So it started to be a joke, especially because they became world champion afterwards. Like, Nico did, Lewis did, Mercedes did. Let's see what happens this year. I have three options for me personally. For me, it wasn't like we flew together, Qantas, with the fans. Very, very good. I was a bit like, obviously your weekend wasn't the best from the result. And me being on the sort of other side, I was like, how is our friendship working with that. And I think it worked.
It right? works.
You were happy for me as well as for Mercedes.
Absolutely. I was actually really happy for them and of course for you, Paul.
Yeah. So, and also you were not really sad. Like,
no, for me.
Yeah.
No. I mean, that's how it goes, you know. And yeah, as everyone who follows a bit of the sport, you know that, yeah, things will take time. So hang on. Keep tight, and we'll get there.
And I mean, we went to Adelaide, which is still, and once again, the happy place.
Paradise.
It was Monday. Yeah. We were sitting there on Sunday evening, and Monday evening, and morning, and everything. Once again, incredible,
yeah,
right?
It's just hard to beat. Like, it's, yeah.
The and your day with cycling, and good meat, and good food, and going back and forth, and like, it's just... Like, you can see you smiling the moment you reach Adelaide.
Yeah.
Even more than Melbourne, which is already your happy place.
Yeah, yeah. And everything. But it was hectic week. Like,
was it the whole weekend?
Yeah. Like, I think last time when we spoke, when was it? Was it
we were
Tuesday?
In front of an elevator on a Tuesday evening after sunscreen event.
Yeah, so already then, you know, things had started. And then there was more events. So yeah, it was a busy week, which is expected like for the first race. But I think here should be a bit more chilled out. I had a good couple of days at the place in McLaren Vale, close to Adelaide. And just keen to get back to it.
How are Chinese fans to you? Like, when did you land even? Because I flew
last
in
night.
A day
I was
early.
Here like midnight last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were there fans at the airport?
Yes, there were still fans.
How... does that happen? Like, do they know how you fly or how?
I think they're just waiting for any driver to arrive.
Okay.
Yeah. But there were some people with Cadillac shirts. Obviously, my ex-teammate is Chinese. So I think in those years, I gained a bit of fan base in here.
Okay.
But they're great. Like, they're very excited about this race every single time. Like,
they're also creative, right? Like, they create small figurines and like small pictures they cut out, and a lot of hard, small handwork goes into items.
Yeah.
Are you getting presents?
Not yet, but let's see. I'm sure we'll get some presents.
I mean, there's a lot of fans outside. What do you do in Shanghai over the next 4 days? Like,
sadly, not much. Like, I've seen the city. I spent a bit of time there in the past, but yeah, for me, it sounds a bit boring, but yeah, I got here last night to the track this morning, all day at the track. At the end of the day, rode a few laps with my bike.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, rode my bike here.
Uh-huh.
And but honestly, next days are just hotel, track, and then fly back to Europe.
How's cycling in China? Is it
not great? You know, because last year I had a bit of a cycling program, you know, because I was the reserve driver, so I could actually train in the weekends. And I tried to find some stuff here, but it's not great.
Does Strava work?
Yeah. Okay. Strava works.
Because some apps don't.
Yeah, Strava.
I ordered you a tea, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Are you into tea?
Today I am.
But the Chinese...
Chinese
green tea.
The cup is quite small.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a green tea too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's proper.
A green herbal tea, Chinese culture. Do you like Chinese food?
I like Chinese food. I like spices, as you know.
Yeah.
They have good flavors here.
Yeah.
Sometimes what I don't like, you know, if you order like a chicken rice dish, something, sometimes the chicken comes with lots of bones. Even like the small pieces.
Okay.
But I think the locals, they like it. They like to get all the flavor from the bones. But I just don't like the feeling when you accidentally bite it and you get bones in your throat. You know? This time in Shanghai, it's a quick fly and visit to the race. But I do like many bits of China. Like we said, the food is great.
Is Joe taking you around or something? Like, is he hosting a legit...
I think he's been trying to organize something for tonight, but then he now needs to go to play tennis or something tonight. So, maybe...
Paddle. I mean, we play
paddle. I think tennis.
And he can't be... Like, he wasn't okay at paddle, but not insanely great.
Good tea.
Is it?
Yes. Is it going to make me wake up at 4 a.m. to go to the bathroom?
Could be.
Then I'll think about you.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
For that. But
thank you for this.
It is. Maybe it makes you tomorrow in the car. You're like, oh, sorry. Guys, I have to.
Or maybe it just makes me sleep insanely good.
Did you ever pee in the car?
No comment.
Come on.
Everyone asks that.
Yeah?
You know, people think it's a real issue, peeing in the car.
Because we are old. I think a lot of F1, no, they're getting younger, but me, I'm 45. I'm 8 years older than you. So I can tell you, peeing is a problem sometimes.
Mm. I've seen that. When Paul needs to go, Paul needs to go.
But you don't accept that.
Yeah,
Tiffany is
really,
nice to me.
Because I think it's a really mental thing, right?
No way. Like, it's a, by definition, a physical thing. It is, you need to go.
But you can control it mentally.
Isn't, but it is, if the bladder is full and there's pressure on it.
Yeah.
Because more fluid gets into the bladder, then it will burst if you don't pee.
That is true. But I think you can extend that period a bit more. I think it takes a lot to burst. And I think you can also grow the bladder.
But that's another... Do you still remember what you learned of me about cold or warmth at lunch at the beach club?
Cold or warmth?
We talked about what causes more deaths.
Ah, yes. It's a good... good quiz question,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I was pretty sure heat would cause more deaths, like, you know, dehydration, heat strokes, fires.
The whole conversation started because Tiffany's mom was cold and went into the warm.
To the sun.
Yeah, to the sun. And then we were discussing... Yeah.
Skin cancer, all these factors.
Overheating or whatever. And then we were starting to discuss if more people die of the sun, the heat... than the cold. And it's a clear winner.
Yeah.
By 10 times.
Which is surprising.
Yeah.
Cold kills more people.
10 times more than heat.
I would have never imagined.
I mean, your country is one of the coldest in the world.
Yeah, but like that's caused by cold there is, I don't think it's much. I don't know.
Oh, come on. You Finnish people, probably a fair amount. Goes drinking and then they get lost in the woods.
Then you pass out and
Did you ever hear of that one legend who, and I'm not sure if he was Finnish or British, but he went out drinking and then he walked home and got lost and fell asleep and then he had another bottle and drank it again and then he walked again and then he found a group of people looking a search mission. And that search mission was for him.
But I heard he didn't know.
But so he was part of.
He joined the search. Yeah.
Brian.
No, then eventually somebody realized it, like, the guy that we're looking for.
Legend.
I don't know if it's Finland. I don't know. But I've heard this story.
I met the Tommy guy, our idol. Did you meet him too? The onion eater.
I met him briefly.
Yeah.
So on Instagram, there's this guy who's doing public onions and public eggs.
Raw eggs.
Yeah.
With a shell.
Yeah.
And he eats it where?
Planes, any public restaurants.
But in places where people can't really go away.
Exactly.
I tried to find an angle of a Mercedes story where he eats an onion maybe in the hospitality, but I think it doesn't totally fit the excellence part of Mercedes, right?
Yeah, maybe not, but
raw onions.
We didn't get to do anything in the end with him. I was too busy.
One day
But I followed him on Instagram for a while, so when I saw him I was like, I follow you. And he was like,
Did he my hero you?
Eventually I mentioned I try for because I was wearing like normal clothing, not team clothing. He was first a bit confused, but then
just a random fan.
Then he realized, I've seen your stuff. You do some good stuff. Hey, bro.
We should do something with that.
We should.
Would you eat a raw egg with him together, with Shell?
I would.
Yeah?
I think I've never had, but seeing him how many he eats, like, almost every day, then he's still
doing fine.
Would you not
be afraid of salmonella?
If it's good quality eggs, I think the chance is...
like fresh farm or...
Yeah, like yeah, free range, you know, if you know the farm that they have no issues.
So we should source the eggs.
But I would trust him. I'm pretty sure he's done some research.
You think so?
I think he's got his own egg brand already.
Really?
Yeah.
So he creates those eggs...
I don't know if he creates them, but
yeah, but he has a
yeah
farm idol.
Idol.
I mean,
who else did you meet? Any cool people?
I met Andy, the chef. I spent a fair amount of time with him. He was very inspiring, to be fair. Like, he creates those small videos of, hey, babe, what do you want for lunch? And then he cooks them. But he's also an amazing chef. And we had great conversations. I took him a little bit around at your guys' hospitality as well, where Spechtdesign, did you meet that guy, Dan?
Of course.
The guy who made
you helped out. Yeah. We had the best coffee set up in the paddock, thanks to Spechtdesign.
And they, so I did hang out a little with them. They had really, really good espresso, and I brought my own. Like, here in China, if you care, you can come by. And I make you a small little espresso, because
that would be nice.
I have now everything locked in for my mobile espresso setup. So I have like this small electrical grinder charging.
Which I'm a bit jealous. Like, I have a good grinder, but sometimes I feel like, yes, yeah, it'd be nice to have electric.
And then I have this, it's a 58 1/3 size of espresso cage. So it's the same that you use in your huge, super professional machine. Yeah. And then it looks like a bottle or something, and you just press with hot water. You can do 20 to 25 espresso shots. And I brought, maybe I stole some of the beans of your place.
Oh.
Yeah, one package. But don't tell anybody, please.
Okay, I don't.
And then...
I'm sure Tiff will notice.
No, not at your home.
Ah.
At your work.
Ah, okay.
Is that something where you can get fired for? If friends of the employee stole espresso beans?
No, I think you're good, because you kind of organized them to be there. So
okay.
I think you deserve a bag of coffee.
That's my commission.
Exactly.
Big thing in F1. Everybody gets commission.
About everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something I learned. Coming back to it, I brought my espresso and I used it today. And I'm getting better at it. Like, okay. It's now then dialed in. We tested it in Adelaide. That was not very successful.
It was the first one you ever made, so yeah.
18 weird shots. Now I'm good. I can make you a secret coffee at the back, and I think it's a nice
setup. Maybe one day we can do like a battle. My AeroPress versus your portable espresso.
Yeah. But AeroPress is more like a coffee and not an espresso, right?
Correct.
I like coffee too, like a drip coffee.
Yeah.
Would you prefer drip coffee to espressos?
Depends on the moment.
Okay.
Like, sometimes the first thing in the morning is quite nice to have drip coffee. Because
really?
You get a bit, it lasts longer. You have more to consume.
I'm already realizing that the green tea is making me jittery. You're not going to sleep tonight. You should stop drinking that. I think there is, in green tea, there's not caffeine, but teine. Which is making you awake.
Okay.
So you should not drink a lot of that. Cheers.
Cheers.
You're doing it again.
One more last sip. Very, very nice. First time I see you drinking tea.
Is that good for my style, for the new style?
I think this setup here, scenery, we see a bit of the Shanghai. Well, it's a bit cloudy, but
it's on.
Yeah, it kind of works.
No, I said if the tea is fitting my
outfit. It does, yeah.
Hannah, how's life over there?
Sorry, I'm just watching again.
Lost in the internet.
Is our next guest coming at one point?
He's on the way. In about
45 minutes away. No, we're just podcasting another 8 minutes.
45 minutes.
We only do half an hour.
So he's late.
Every time.
Take the wrong time.
That's okay. Takes a long time from the airport.
So no special guest.
No special guest.
Maybe one day.
Where do you go after this?
After this weekend, you mean?
Yeah. Are you getting a lift? Did you ask?
No, I haven't seen him yet. So I will ask tomorrow if I can get a lift from our friend to Monaco. But for now, I'm on the China Eastern Airlines.
Oh, no Lufthansa. Did that change again?
It's China Eastern Airlines to Frankfurt. Then okay. Frankfurt to Nice. So yeah, going back to Monaco because I was last time at my real home before Bahrain.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
You need to do some laundry.
And then yeah, no, yeah, I've been in my second home, but yeah, it's good to go there, touch the base, and yeah, you know, then it's Japan, and the free weekend that we have, Tiffany is racing the women's Milan San Remo.
Oh, nice. That's like a large race, right?
Yeah. So I can be the fanboy again.
Have you done that already?
The
Milan San Remo?
I think last year was the first time for the woman, but okay. Then Tiffany broke her collarbone.
Ah.
So it wasn't the best.
Oh, at that race?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, you were at one woman race, like one classic one in Italy last year that you told me about.
In Giro, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But now, yeah, in Monaco, I can easily cycle to San Remo to see the finish.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So
I'm going to Germany. I have my Rufsberger. I'm going cycling too in Hamburg.
I still never tried Rufsberger.
It's only in Germany.
That doesn't
help
me.
It's very bad for the Yasio.
Do they do gluten free?
They do gluten free.
Oh.
Yeah. Should I bring you one? It's a long delivery.
If you can freeze it and... Yeah,
it's not. It's smash burgers and they need to be eaten fresh.
Yeah, sure.
So...
Well, next time I'm in Germany, I will try one.
But it's kind of nice that like I now have a big rib key, which I only have because I once tasted the Bottas burger. So like I wanted to be you. I was like, I want a burger too with my name. And I think that was just good fun when we went to your gas stop next to your hometown in Lahti, and the poor girl didn't know that you were ordering the Bottas burger.
Yeah.
it was funny.
It was, yeah.
Come on. That was a crazy weekend anyway.
Yeah.
Like the whole I don't think you've ever seen me as drunk as after the Finland gravel. Right?
Really? You were not that bad.
No, I was. I was pretty, like, I was broken on the gravel ride.
And then after?
My will was broken. And then it was just, they had these long drinks and they were just too good. So that was the problem. How's your dad? He had a good weekend too, right?
My dad came for the first time to our place in Australia. And
but first he came to the race.
Yeah, he came to Melbourne.
Yeah.
I invited him because he didn't come to any race last year, obviously. It would have made sense. And actually not that many the year before. So I was like, yeah, come on, come to Melbourne. And obviously with things going on in Middle East, his flight was via Dubai. So I managed to convince, hey, come to Adelaide.
Yeah.
You know, spend a couple more extra days and I'll show you around. And it was quite funny when... Like already on the first day, he was kind of getting it and he was like, okay, I think I get it now. And then finally Tuesday, second day, like he told me, Valtteri, I understand it now that why you want to be here and maybe a little bit less in Finland.
There's so many, like you guys are so similar. Like it's insane to see you. Like there's even words that like how he speaks. You adapted a lot, like this whole, when we talked, like I wanted to show off a little bit with him. I mean, I obviously know him for a longer time now, but I was like, do you like our videos on Instagram and everything? He was, no, not on social media. That's not for me. That's not for me. That's social media.
He's definitely not on social media.
And the fact how he, like he's very funny and very dry.
Very dry.
Also a lot over the edge, which I love. Like he sometimes does... very, very rough jokes, which is very, very funny in those moments because you wouldn't expect it from him. And like when he sent you, like he was staying in one of the accommodations on the vineyard, and when he sent you this picture and just like, my guy. That's so Valtteri Bottas, Finnish Bottas family, my guy.
Yeah. He is funny. Very dry humor. And of course, you know, the older generation, he's got less filter as well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They don't maybe quite know nowadays what to say, what you should say and whatnot. But it's cool. But he loved it. It was good to see.
No, it's super nice also to, I mean, must be nice to share that too with, like, it's part of it is you're proud of this. And I kind of, it's a side of you that's very likable, adorable to the point that if there's people that you wanna, that are important to you. And we had the same pre-Melbourne when we had a dinner with, who was it there? It was Robbie, I think, who came. It was Yuri. Didier and Paul Harris. And like, it was people you care about. And you were really like, you wanted it to be good. Like, you were very like, not stressed, but you were a little bit under tension of like, this needs to be good now.
Yeah.
Because I want to share this. I want them to see what I care about.
Yeah.
You know, like,
exactly.
And like the way you set up the table and the hall, you wanted it to be super nice and super good. And it was a bit the same with your dad because obviously you want him to understand why you like it so much.
Yeah.
And it was very nice to see you like that. It was good. Tiffany gets to stay a couple of days longer, right?
Yes, until Sunday. So she's going to have some me time. I think she had a busy weekend as well, so I'm sure she's happy. Hope she can relax. She likes doing stuff.
She works a lot.
Yeah.
But she now has the pizza oven.
She made pizza last night. Send me a photo.
Really?
Yes, looks so good.
Okay, so she did.
I'm very jealous.
Okay.
We did try it. We did garlic bread Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah. And it's so quick as well. Like,
it was a bit rough to build it.
Thank you for helping building the pizza. I mean, we had several jobs that day.
If Tiffany wants something to be done, she wants it to be done. Like, there's
it
no
will
way.
Be done. It yeah, will be done. There's no other option.
Like, of not doing if she has one thing that she needs, which is nice.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
I also dropped the mattress on Tuesday too.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was for me too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
I dropped it with Paul Harris to. Actually, it was only a 35-minute drive to Tiffany's parents.
Okay.
And then on the way back, we had a secret beer.
Okay.
So
where?
I'll show you next time. It was actually in on the way from Adelaide Hills to McLaren Vale. There's a place called Clarendon. It's a small town, maybe 10-minute drive. Very old, traditional place. Next time, I'll show you.
Very nice. Last question I have for you is: once you said that in the car is a bit of me time with all the struggle around and all the media and craziness, was it like that in Australia?
Yeah.
So it is really you're just talking to one person over the radio, right?
Exactly.
And it is more relaxing to drive at 360 kilometers per hour than it is to
be
go
in
around.
An appearance or go around. Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, for me, it is my happy place, my where I feel comfortable, where I feel in control. And also, like, as a race driver, then when the weekend schedule kicks in on Friday, you're so much more protected. You know, I have my own room and I have the schedule of the meetings and you just do your thing, you know.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And Max Verstappen said today in the press conference that he now skips simulator time and got himself a Nintendo Switch 2 and plays Mario Kart. So the joke we made 2 weeks ago that you playing with Tate probably put you in position.
True. I should play more then.
Yeah. I'm proud, man. We can play Mario Kart.
Yeah. Last thing from me. So you said you did go to Germany. When do you go back home?
After that. Like, so I'm flying to Munich. On Tuesday, I'm in Munich. On Wednesday, I'm in Hamburg. And Thursday I fly to LA, and then I'm 4 days in LA, and then I go to Tokyo because we do something before that. Oh, which
I might be there as well. I might have an event in Tokyo.
Oh, nice. So we can take the train together if you want to. I wanted to take the train from Tokyo to Suzuka or yeah. the other cities.
Yeah, I think we can take it to Nagoya and then the car from there.
Okay, yeah. I would be up for that.
Yeah.
Or we record from there or we hang
we
in.
We figure it out.
We will figure it
so
out.
So you do Japan and then we see what happens.
I mean, there is the option that we are free in April.
Which I would actually, TIFF is racing in California, so I would come to California.
You come to my place?
Yep.
And then we do a road trip?
Exactly. We more go. Barbecues.
I can show you my home.
I've That's seen nice. It, but I like
yeah,
it very
I
much.
Know. And the best news is, on Wednesdays...
the beer club.
We can go to the beer club.
Oh.
Ash, be ready.
It pops up on Instagram feed, beer club, on whatever Wednesday it pops up. It's a priority, it seems like, in my algorithm.
Yeah.
And I like it every time. So, Peer Club, here we go.
That's going to be sick. Good luck this weekend. Do you say good luck?
Yeah. yeah.
Do you say enjoy this weekend?
Some people say break a leg, but I think it's a bit weird.
No. Yeah, you should.
I don't want to break. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You should finish. Let's finish on Sunday.
Let's finish on Sunday. And good luck to you and your team.
I'm going to try to create stories. Did you follow the content on the weekend of Mercedes? Did you see anything?
Not too much.
I have to say, and sorry to overgo, but one of the craziest things for me was on Sunday evening, we arrived at your home, flew back, 1 hour flight, another hour of driving, and we sat down and had a beer. And it was like, it was a stressful action race for you, and you turned on YouTube. First of all, you don't have YouTube Premium, so we had to watch some ads because you're once again saving some money. Second of all, you're rewatching the highlights of the race, and to me, it was eye-opening that because you were like, "Oh, Piastri in the opening round crashed," and I was like, "What? You didn't see that?" But obviously you didn't because you're in the car.
I heard about it, of course. And I drove next to it when there was the yellow flags. But, you know, we don't see much. We only see like, you know, a few hundred meters ahead of us and behind us.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Which explains, and you rewatched the whole race. And for you, everything was new. And it was really, you were like, and this happened. And I was like, this is kind of sick that you didn't see any of this and must be also nice. And it explains why so many drivers, like the top three in that room, watch the highlights and are like, because you're straight going in interviews, you're straight going in media and everything.
Meeting, then travels.
So you really
don't
have time to rewatch.
Yeah, I always watch the highlights.
Yeah.
At least.
Sure. Every Sunday night.
Every Sunday night.
Should I buy you YouTube Premium?
My birthday is in August, so I can wait till August.
Okay.
How much is it?
I think $2.99. Maybe.
That's quite a lot.
Come on. It's less than Yazio.
Okay. Well, I can wait. Or maybe I can use your account.
You can.
Is it allowed?
Yeah. Not officially, but
okay.
Pssht, if you don't tell anybody,
okay.
I give you my logins.
Thank you. Send me the logins.
Okay.
Let's go back.
See you.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.